It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Time is half past the hour, 12 o'clock right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As we go into this segment here, we'll be joined by Umfundisi Wethu, Pastor Andrew Mkandawire, who has been our pastor in the hot seat for the week, answering some of those tough questions. So today he's back again. It looks like Umfundisi is not at all giving up. He says, I can take it, bring those punches. And of course, by the way, these questions are questions coming through from you, our listeners. So if you too have a Bible question, a tough one that you've been struggling with, and perhaps you've even asked other people, other elders, other deacons, other pastors, other theologians, and Giala, why don't you bring it here to Adventist World Radio, and I'm quite sure our pastors can handle it. So Mfundisi is going to be doing exactly that this afternoon. The number you can send those questions through on is +27 73 470 3520. Mfundisi Mkandawire, good afternoon to you and welcome to Live.
Good afternoon, thank you. How are you?
No, doing okay, Pastor Drew. Trusting that we find you okay?
I'm good. I am fine, thank you.
Marvelous stuff, marvelous. Mfundisi, we've got a question for you this afternoon that came through to Alana, Pastor. Why does the Old Testament teach that there is no hell? Why the New Testament teaches that there is? What's going on here? Why such a contra perspective coming from the same scriptures? Why does the Old Testament teach that there is no hell while the New Testament teaches that there is? Help us, Mfundisi.
Well, that's a very, very, very big question. I hope that you have the patience, and I will need your patience and a few texts to explain why.
Okay.
So, to begin with, I think there are two reasons. The first reason is the language barrier. The second is the purpose for hell. So those two explain why the discrepancy between the Old and the New Testaments.
Okay, so Mfundisi, maybe before you go further, let me first understand you. You are first off agreeing with the question that indeed the Old Testament teaches that there is no hell and the New Testament does, and you're saying it's a language issue.
Yes, I do agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I want to explain why there's a difference. It is apparent that the Old Testament doesn't explicitly teach hell or the existence thereof, and I want to explain why that is.
But I'm putting it in, wait, Pastor. Yes. That's two different things now. If the Old Testament is quiet and doesn't explicitly say there is a hell, that's a bit different from it saying there is no hell. So maybe let's clarify that first. Is the Old Testament saying there is no hell, or it doesn't explicitly say there is a hell? Which one is it?
What is the original question?
From the listener says, why does the Old Testament teach that there is no hell? So in other words, the Old Testament has got a lesson that it gives us. Bazarani, there is no hell. It explicitly says there is no hell, while the New Testament then comes in and explicitly says there is a hell.
Ah, great. Okay, so to answer the question, the Old Testament does not teach that there is no hell.
Oh, okay, okay.
It doesn't teach so. It just doesn't explicitly teach us about hell.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And the reason it doesn't do that,
So
the reason it doesn't do that is because of the language barrier and the purpose for hell. So, let me begin with language. I will deal with the purpose for hell as we conclude. So, the fact that the Bible was written in the Old Testament was written in the Hebrew language makes it difficult for us to get a clear teaching of hell in the Old Testament. Because we don't have a specific word in the Old Testament that means hell. And so what we have, the closest word we have in the Old Testament in the Hebrew is a word known as Sheol.
Okay. Okay.
Now, that word simply means, it means hollow. And so in the Hebrew mind, it implies the state of the dead or a sense of finality. That's what it means. And so 66 times the word appears in the Old Testament. And out of those 66 times, the English in the King James Version translates that word 33 times as hell. And 31 more times as grave.
Okay.
And then 3 times it translates the same word as the pit. And so of those different translations, we find that in the Old Testament, the translation of this word is somewhat quite difficult. And so let me give 2 examples. The first example I have is in Genesis chapter 37 and verse 35.
Okay.
Let me read the verse 34 also, just for context. This is what the Bible says. Then Jacob tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his waist and mourned for his son many days. In verse 35, the Bible says, and all his sons and his daughters arose to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, for I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him many days. Now, this is Jacob mourning for Joseph when he was told that Joseph was torn by an animal, and thus he died, perished in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So Jacob mourned for David, and in his mourning, he says that he will go down to the grave mourning the loss of his son. Now, the word that the Bible uses for grave in the Hebrew is sheol. Now, that word is what we translate as hell in other parts of the Old Testament. Now, another example that I have is rather a very comforting text.
Okay.
In Psalm chapter 139, verse 7 and 8. Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8. This is what the Bible says. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Now, the word hell here also is a translation from the word sheol from the Hebrew Bible.
Okay.
And so, the sense in this psalm is not that David would flee to hell and God is there and he would make his bed there. That's not the sense.
Okay.
The sense is simply, where can I go from your presence?
Where God is not, yeah.
Where God is not. That's the sense of this. Now, in the Hebrew understanding, this verse simply means if he goes to the grave, God is there. That's the sense of this verse.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Hebrew mind, the word that we translate as hell is simply a word that means to them the state of the dead or eternal finality. That is what this word means. So, and so in the modern translations of the Bible, most of them translate this word as the grave or the pit or death. And most of them do not use this word to mean hell. That is the first reason the Old Testament is somewhat silent on the teaching of hell.
So Mfundisi, if I hear you well, and said, man, my time is running out, I think I'll give you two more minutes and we must wrap it up. I just wanted to clarify what you've mentioned right now. So you're saying we do have the word that is translated into the English, hell, mm-hmm. but it's not actually meaning hell as we understand it, the place where dead people are tormented or whatever it is. It's just coming across as the grave in the translation approach. That's why you're saying the Old Testament is just silent on the much would say the understanding we have of today of hell. Am I hearing you well there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
then
just sum it up in about a minute or two most.
All right. Let me just take two more verses and then we'll sum it up. Now, in the New Testament, and now I'm speaking to the purpose for hell. In the New Testament, we have in chapter 22 of Matthew and verse 23, the understanding that the Hebrews did not necessarily believe in a resurrection. And so in Matthew 22, verse 23, the Bible says, the same day the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came and asked him a question. And so they did not believe in the resurrection. That is why their understanding of hell was quite hazy, because they did not believe in the resurrection. But Jesus Christ comes to give them the purpose for hell. This is what he says in Matthew 25, verse 41. He says, then he will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And that is a purpose for hell, to simply burn or consume sin out of existence. That's a purpose for hell. And this understanding was not taught in the Old Testament. It had to be taught in the New Testament. There's a reference to this in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And I have it in Ezekiel chapter 28. This is our last verse.
Okay.
Ezekiel 28, verse 18 and 19, the Bible says, you defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities and by the multitude of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more forever. This is God speaking to Lucifer and how he will bring an end to the sin he committed in heaven and has brought down to earth here. And so the idea of hell is simply to consume sin out of existence. And as a result, this teaching was not taught explicitly in the Old Testament. And so Jesus has to come to teach this afresh. And thus he gives us a proper understanding of what hell is. And that's why there's a discrepancy between the Old and the New Testaments.
All righty. No, thank you so much, Mfundisi. I'm hoping that the listener is answered. And I think you really did quite a good job in addressing this matter. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Mfundisi. Until tomorrow, keep well and stay blessed.
Thank you so much. Blessed.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.